Welcome back to Up to the Miners. I'm your host, Connor Ramson, and with me, as always, he's the Seattle Kraken to my Las Vegas Golden Knights. It's TJ Rust, everybody.
So what? One exists and one is about to?
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Yeah. No, we're the new hotness coming to take the podcasting league by storm.
Ah, wow.
That's what it is.
I mean, it depends on how Seattle drafts, but
yeah.
Well, it's funny because leading up to this, like the NHL has put out a bunch of like Vegas Golden Knights material from when they draft, and the players that they picked, looking back on it, you're like, really? Like, this is a team that did that well?
Yeah.
And the other thing you notice looking at it is none of them are left.
Yeah, so what's funny about it is that they made the Stanley Cup final that, like, immediately that first year. And
which
we all said,
so crazy.
Right. And we all said at the time, like, wow, that's incredible that that team made the finals. And then as time has gone on, we've kind of, like, and because Vegas has been good the whole time, our brains have kind of gone, like, you know, maybe they just picked a really good team. No, we were right. It was a miracle that they made it. And then they made that into a good team.
Yes, exactly. They've taken every piece of it that didn't work and added to it. And the pieces that did work, like Carlson and Fleury and Marchessault and all that, they've kept.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't tell me they're the sole reason that they're this good.
No, and also that's kind of it. Like, it's only, like, there's, like, four left?
But that's what I'm saying is, like, that's it. Like this team is not the team that was drafted. And, I mean, we're going to get into it. But, obviously, I don't think it's – I think it might be a similar story with Seattle, man.
I think so, too.
I think these expansion drafts, the way they're going to be happening in the new era, is you're going to get a couple guys that you might keep, and the rest of them you're going to flip or lose in whatever free agency, and you're going to sign someone else. Like,
yeah,
I mean, Pietrangelo was one of the biggest fish out there at free agency, and guess who picked them up?
Yeah, exactly.
The Knights. So, like, I mean, you know, they have options. Seattle has options. And that's kind of what this episode, I think, is going to be about.
I think so, too. And we're going to get into the picks and who's available and who's not available and whatever. We got to talk about some of the trades that teams made because this was coming up, obviously. But, yeah, no, I think that is important to point out is there's a lot of different ways. It'll be important to talk about this while we go through the teams. There's a lot of different ways they could play this. They could try to make a really good team right off the bat. They could try to get as many draft picks by letting teams protect players for, like, first-round picks or whatever. They could do a bunch of that stuff. They could do a bunch of, like, I mean, get a guy and then, because you know another team wants him, and then flip him to wherever, right? Like, they could claim, like, Alex Kerfoot because Washington wants him and then trade him to Washington for a first-round pick or something, right? Like, they could do stuff like that. There's like a million different ways they could play this. They could try to build a good team now. They could try to build a good team in 2025, right?
Well, that's the big thing I've been noticing about, like, because obviously it's tomorrow, the expansion draft, and everybody's been putting out their list, and everybody's like, oh, I hope I'm right. And it's like, I don't think anyone's going to be right.
I don't think anyone. Yeah, we can't know whether what they're planning to do.
Like, you know, things might happen along the way. Like, it's not like, oh, we're picking these guys to see if we pick the ones that Seattle would. This is just what we would do.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the way you should approach this.
So let's do let's do the trades and stuff first. First we got extensions. So we have a few of them here. We got Brandon Carlo, 6 years at 4.1. Good second pair guy on Boston. Got that concussion from Tom Wilson's elbow directly to his brain piece. But, you know, pretty good player. 6 years is a lot, but 4.1 isn't, you know, a ton. So,
you know,
seems good, right?
Seems like a good pickup. I mean, a good extension. And, I mean, look, you lost Chara, which I know people go, it's not a big loss, but physically it's a big loss.
He took up a lot of room. Yeah.
Took up a lot of room. And I mean, you're going to have a decor in Boston. And I mean, McAvoy is there obviously, but like, I know Carlo was up there before he got hurt. Like, I think he was a top pair defenseman. So lock him in. I mean,
yeah.
Can't hurt.
They got Teddy Bluger in Pittsburgh. 2 years at 2.2. I don't know. We don't really need to talk about that one too much, I don't think, but
saw that too.
Yeah. This one's kind of interesting. So Anthony Duclair signed for 3 years, $3 million in Florida. That's probably good for Florida. It is funny, though, because we now have an official amount of money that Anthony Duclair cost himself by representing himself. Remember, I don't know if you remember, 2 years ago, he decided not to have an agent and turned down a 3x$4.2 million contract for the Ottawa Senators. Now that we know how much money he will be making over that time period, we can say that he cost himself approximately $5 million. Hire an agent.
I mean, it's, yeah, it was said at the time, like, Doughty did it. But even if you're Doughty, like, I think you could have gotten more.
And the reason Doughty did it is because he kind of, like, they were going to give him whatever he asked.
Right.
If you're not in that spot, you need an agent.
No, exactly. It helps to have an agent. And I mean, yeah, like, just have someone else do it for you. Like, why do the work? Why do the work?
Yeah. No, it is crazy. I don't know what that was all about. The other one I think is really good. It's Miro Heiskanen, 8 years. $8.5 million.
I saw that and I knew you would like it.
I love it.
I saw that and I was like, Rance is going to jizz over this contract.
Love it. Great contract. Great. That kid's unbelievable. He's going to win a Norris Trophy. So
yeah.
I mean, you get a guy that good for eight, he's going to win a Norris Trophy during that 8 year contract. So like, whatever.
Yeah. And it's a great cap hit.
Oh yeah. 8.45 for a number one defenseman. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I think Hedman's making more than that, and this kid's probably going to grow into Victor Hedman. So,
wow. No, you take that.
Yeah. Okay, so trades. Now, almost all of these trades, except for the last two, are because of the expansion draft. They're teams trying to get a piece to save another piece or, you know, get rid of someone to get something because Seattle would have taken them or whatever. So, the first one, we have Ryan Graves for Maltsev and a second round pick to the New Jersey Devils, because Ryan Graves is good and Seattle would have just taken him.
Yes, yes. And but they exposed Johnson, right? Am I crazy?
Yes.
I mean, if you're like you said, you're going to have to give some players away, like.
Yeah,
for second round picks. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and this is one of those good problems, right? This is like a good problem. They have this problem because they have Cale Makar and they have Devon Taves and So
Samuel Girard. Like, yeah, no, exactly.
It's a good problem to have. To have so many guys that you have to trade them away for second round picks. So,
yeah.
There you go. Now this one. I'm going to actually correct myself. This one is also not expansion related. I thought there was only two. There's actually three. Nick Leddy to the Detroit Red Wings for our boy, Richard Panik, and a second round pick. And remember last week when I said maybe we should be worried about trading with Steve Yzerman? Apparently I was wrong.
Well, I don't know what he sees in Leddy.
This is the weirdest trade.
But didn't he do that with Eric or Mark Stahl? He,
yeah, but I think what happened, yeah, that was weird too. But this is more weird.
Okay, yeah. But that was kind of the start of that where I was like, well, like, why bring in old defensemen?
Yeah, that made no sense. This one, though, like, I mean, it's like you're renting Nick Leddy. Like, why are you giving the second round pick away?
You shouldn't have. The second round pick
shouldn't
seems...
they be getting the second round pick? I don't
know. The second round pick seems insane.
It should be a pick to take. This is like the Oilers thing. It should be a pick to take Nick Leddy. It shouldn't be a pick for Nick Leddy.
No, I know.
Yeah. Something about these Chicago Blackhawks, these former Chicago Blackhawks defensemen, just like, I don't know, plays mind games with these guys.
Coach.
We got Jason Dickinson for a third to Vancouver.
Right, I did see that. Yeah.
And that's definitely an expansion deal because Jason Dickinson, I think I saw a ton of mock drafts before the Seattle Kraken draft.
He was going to be taken.
Dickinson is the pick, and now he's not. He's a Vancouver Canuck.
Yep.
somebody named Kronvar and a second round pick for Aiden Hill, the goalie for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Barkley Goodrow for a seventh, which is interesting because
UFA.
He's a UFA. Yeah. Which.
But I saw that they had a deal in place with the island with the Rangers.
They have it ready. Yeah. Apparently.
Which they just can't announce it.
Which is 6 years, $3.6 million. Which holy shit, is that insane?
But that's what two cups will do.
That's exactly what two cups will do. It'll have people paying you like, you know, our old pal Dave Bollett or Christopher Sieg.
Christopher Sieg.
How many Blackhawks?
So many Blackhawks.
Anyway, now let's get to the two trades. There's a big trade and a Leaf trade. Oh, sorry. And Andrew Ladd went to Phoenix along with 2 second round picks and a third round pick for nothing, which is not allowed. So I don't understand what happened there.
Well, wasn't it like a conditional seventh?
Is it a conditional seventh? Because I saw it as nothing, and I was like, you know, there has to be a return, right? Like,
I thought it was a conditional seventh, and the condition is like if he plays like 5 games, which he won't, or I don't know. But the Arizona needs draft picks.
Yeah, Arizona. Yes, of course, because they traded them away and then also lost them, and then also wasted one on that racist kid.
So, oh, right, like, the racist kid.
So, like, holy shit, do they ever need draft picks?
Forgot about the racist kid.
What a disaster.
No. It's a shit show there. It's a complete shit show.
It really is. There's a great article, actually, in The Athletic that if anyone's listening and wants to read that, please do, because it's absolutely incredible. It's about how the people who bought the team own like a bunch of pizza joints and are trying to run the hockey team like their pizza places. And it's fucking crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All right. So we got two trades left. We got the big trade and the Leaf trade. What one do you want to do first?
Okay. Can we do the big trade? Because I think the Leafs trade will lead into the expansion draft.
Okay. So the big trade is Ryan Ellis to Philadelphia for Philippe Myers and Nolan Patrick, with Nolan Patrick then going to the Las Vegas Golden Knights for Cody Glass. So a lot of cool stuff going on with this one.
A three-way trade like that is big.
It doesn't happen a lot, does it?
Does not happen a lot. It does not happen a lot. And it's, they're big names. Like, Nolan Patrick is a second overall pick.
That's right. And Ryan Ellis is very, very goddamn good.
And, I mean, Cody Glass, take what you will, but, I mean,
he's supposed to be good.
Not a scrub.
They kept him over Nick Suzuki, which, I mean, was obviously a mistake, but, you know.
Well, but maybe Nick Suzuki had more value. I don't know.
But that shows you what he was at a time, right?
Fair. I know Philly gets Ellis and Nashville gets two players, but I like Nolan Patrick on Vegas.
So, yeah. So there's three teams involved, right? And I think there's one loser, and that's Nashville. And I think everyone else won. I think Philly got the best player in the deal for not a ton.
Cool.
And I think Vegas got Nolan Patrick, who's a second overall talent who had serious migraine problems that he's apparently sorted out. Wasn't going to fit in because, I mean, they tried Cody Glass and he couldn't get in the lineup, and they were desperate for a second line center and he couldn't get in the lineup. Cool. And, and Nolan Patrick's general manager is, of course, Las Vegas' general manager is, of course, Brad McCrimmon, right? Who was Nolan Patrick's general manager in Brandon.
I did not.
Yeah. So that's, you know, this is a guy who wants him and believes in him and was there when he became a star second overall pick.
Well, and I mean, I know someone who we should probably contact to see if he's still alive, but Garrett Joyce was very high on Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
Garrett Joyce. There is something there, and I mean, Philly might not have been the best fit.
And look, like, I get migraines, man, and you can't do shit. I mean, if they were as bad as he said they were, I mean, no, it's totally understandable that his career would have taken the hit that it did. So
it's debilitating. It's debilitating.
That talent, I mean, it's got to still be there, right? And Cody Glass wasn't working out, so what the hell?
No, and I mean, Philippe Myers and, I mean, it's kind of non...
Yeah.
It's not consequential.
I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with Philippe Myers, but Ryan Ellis is a huge upgrade over pretty much everybody on the entire Philadelphia Flyers defense, so...
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they nailed it, too.
Well, let me put it this way, though. I hope Philly's not done.
Yeah, I hope Philly's not done, too.
Because that's not enough.
No, it's not. And there's... We'll get to Philly's weird expansion list in a bit, but there's some more stuff that they got to play with here.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, for Vegas, Nolan Patrick, I mean, see what you get. You might get what you want in the second-line center. And, I mean, Nashville, yeah, they're the losers, but they get two players out of it.
They do.
You know, and...
And Cody Glass isn't, like, a bomb.
That's what I'm saying, is I'm not ready to write him off yet.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. He's supposed to be an offensive guy, and Vegas tried really hard, and he couldn't make it work. But that doesn't mean that he sucks. He's a young guy who was trying to make a cup contender. Like, it's not easy to do, right?
It's not easy. No. So, I mean, yeah, it's a crazy trade when I saw it go down.
Go ahead.
No, you sent it to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, man. It's been all over the Twitter.
Yeah. That it seems like they basically swapped a question mark for a question mark, right? Nolan Patrick for Cody Glass. It's two guys who you know the talent's there, but they haven't worked out yet. And it's basically like, who do you want to bet on? And,
yep.
I mean, I'd bet on Nolan Patrick. But
same.
It could be Cody Glass. It could be both.
Hey, yeah, who's to say that they both don't thrive in their new environment?
Exactly. They might have both needed the fresh start. And so, you know, I don't know. It's good stuff. Should we do the Leaf trade?
Yes. I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so the Leafs traded Philip Hollander and a 7th-round pick. Kyle does love his 7s for Jared McCann. Now... I like this, actually. The more I thought about it, the more I kind of came around on it.
Your initial reaction was not great.
No, my initial reaction was the trade is great, but I thought not protecting Jared McCann was a mistake. And I still kind of actually think that. But I kind of get what he's doing a little bit more now.
Okay, because when I saw that, because that's why I wasn't, I don't know. It's like whenever there's a Leafs trade, we kind of get amped.
Yeah.
But with the expansion draft looming, I kind of knew that the plan was to, it's like you take him or you take Kerfoot.
Yeah.
Like the old bait and switch, if you call it. I kind of knew that was the plan at the time. I saw that trade. I was like, you know what? Philip Hollander, I mean, He was from Pittsburgh.
He was from Pittsburgh.
So whatever. And then a 7th-round pick, same thing, whatever. Not a big deal. I mean, you know, if you lose Kerfoot, put Jared McCann. And if you keep Kerfoot, you know, you lose Jared McCann. It just seems like it's not a big deal.
It's a smart move by Kyle Dubas to basically, like, I think some people look at the expansion draft and they think from a starting point of, like, this is our team, and what's our team going to look like after? And what you need to think is, this is our team, and we're going to be -1 guy. Yep. And he's basically worked out a way where we're not going to be -1 guy.
Well,
our team after the expansion draft is either going to be exactly the same as it was before the expansion draft, because they picked Jared McCann, or almost exactly the same as it was before the expansion draft, because Jared McCann and Alexander Kerfoot are pretty much the exact same player.
Yes.
They both can play a little left wing. They're both very good third line centers. They both make almost the exact same amount of money. Like,
No, it all balances out, and it's all gravy. And maybe we'll get to this. I just, part of me thought about why they protected Hall a little bit.
Yeah. I had a tough time with that, too.
Because, I mean, I feel like you could get a better defenseman in free agency this year. But that's another story for another podcast.
That is. That is another, yes, because, you know, I agree with you, but they didn't. So, you know, we got to get over it, right?
I know.
I'm totally with you.
When the list started rolling out, and we'll get the price and all that, because when the list started rolling out, I was like, oh, shit, like, there are some guys that you're like, what are they doing with this guy? Why is he exposed? Why didn't they let him? Like, it's definitely, I saw a meme, and this is going to totally call me out of the closet, but did you see that there's a meme going around of, like, have you seen Mean Girls, the movie?
Yes.
Where what's her face, the main blonde bitch, is standing in another school and everybody's running around going nuts.
Yes.
Everybody was, there was like a meme where it was like Seattle and it's like over her face and then the rest of the league.
Everyone's running around.
Just, yeah. Seattle's just chilling and like everybody's going nuts. Everybody's going a little nuts.
Yeah. And let's get into the expansion draft. But the one thing that I thought was really, really funny about this, and which, you know, honestly, I thought was different from the Vegas one, is because this is the second time teams have kind of tried to avoid, they realized that one of the biggest wins for Vegas was all the trades they made, right? All the extra guys they got, all the extra picks. So a lot of teams didn't do that, which meant a lot of teams had to be more creative with who they protected, which meant a lot more important or interesting or whatever guys got exposed. And I think what's funny about that is, I think everyone's kind of in their own bubble with their own team, right? And as Leaf fans, we were like, okay, they can go 7-3-1, protect Kerfoot and McCann, or they can go 4-4-1 and protect Hall, and whatever happens, happens, but they're going to choose one of those two things, and we kind of knew it was one of the two, and then it came out, and it was like, oh, it's that one, that's what they're doing. A lot of the other teams' lists, we were all kind of surprised by, but I think a lot of the other teams were probably in the same sort of bubble, where they're only thinking about their own team, and then like the Leafs list came out and they're like, what the fuck, they just got McCann, now they're exposing him, what's happening?
No. It's you focus on your own backyard and you wait it out, and then once the list rolled out, you kind of got to do a deep dive on the other teams and go, like, that's kind of strange that they would leave this guy exposed. But like you said, every team's going through it, every team needs to make that decision.
Exactly.
And you're totally right, there's going to be way less moves with Seattle. Way
less.
Like, because we saw it with Vegas. You're like, oh, shit, they're getting picks. They're getting extra players. Like, damn.
They won, like, every trade they made. They won literally every single trade they made. I don't think they lost a single one.
It's not happening this year.
It's honestly still incredible how badly they won all their trades. Like, when teams traded them picks to take a different guy, they usually got the better player and the pick. Like, they got William Karlsson, who was their best player from that team, probably, and a first. They got Jonathan Marchessault, who was probably their second best player, and Riley Smith, who was probably, what, like their fourth or fifth best player?
But that's the other thing. It's like, you look at the draft list and you're like, oh, man, that's like from Vegas, you're like, oh, that's a pretty shit team. But then you're like, oh, they added a bunch of players at the expansion draft. With trades.
Didn't they get Eric Halla in a trade too?
Like, yeah. Like
teams are just giving them guys.
That's what I mean. It's like the draft itself, the board didn't show the whole story because they picked up picks, extra players, and like, yeah, man.
I feel for Seattle.
Seattle's not getting the same courtesy. They're not getting the same courtesy. And no one's tough. No. And it is tough, but I mean, you know, this gives you a chance to, if you're Seattle, take the better players.
Also, it's bullshit that Vegas doesn't have to give up a guy.
I know.
I know it was that's pre-negotiated and whatever, but that's fucking ridiculous.
That was when they became a team, before they even played game. That was decided. But, like, I mean, good for them.
But you look at their roster now. Do you see the thing they put out today? They put out a thing on Twitter, and it was like the Las Vegas Golden Knights protected list. And it was like forwards, all of them. Defensemen, all of them. Goalies, also all of them. Go fuck yourself.
So cheeky.
All right. So let's get into this. So how we're going to do this is we're going to go through all the teams. We're going to talk about all the guys who could be picked, and then we're going to make a pick. I think we're going to be able to figure this out in not too long of a time, because some of these teams have no one to pick and some of them have a really obvious guy. So,
some of them have just complete dog shit. Some of them actually have some depth. and Ramsden has a party to get to. So
that's right. All right. The Anaheim not mighty anymore Ducks.
Not so mighty.
Now, they have a bunch of guys exposed. I'm going to tell you the names, the only names that I looked at. Alexander Volkov, left wing. He makes $700,000. He's 23. He used to play for the Lightning.
Well, he just signed a deal.
Yes, to make him an option for this, I think.
Exactly.
Hayden Fleury, who was once a high draft pick, who is now an okay NHL defenseman, who is 25. And I did look at Adam Henrique, because Adam Henrique doesn't suck, but also he makes almost $6 million until 2024.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And we kind of talked about it before we started the podcast. I mean, I think we're going to just kind of approach this how we want to approach it separately. But like, you either decide to build a team with like the best team you can try to put on the ice, or you try to build a team and you look a little further in the future and you go, maybe these guys will get better. Maybe we can flip them, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But for this one, I mean, like I said, a lot of NHL 21. Did the expansion draft a couple of times. I'm always picking Fleury.
You picked Fleury. I also picked Fleury. I really looked hard at Volkov. The Adam Henrique one, yeah. I took about 10 seconds and I was like, that's way too much money. I'm not doing that shit.
That's way too much money for too long, and you're too new. You're too new. You don't need it.
You don't need to be locked into that. Hayden Fleury, I mean, he probably is what he is, but also he only makes like 1.3 and he's good. So.
And that's the other thing. I mean, if out of the options, if he is what he is, just take it.
Yes. Yeah.
Take the bottom pairing defenseman who's young, who can, I don't know, maybe impress you once in a while. Take it.
Yeah. Okay. The Arizona Coyotes. This is also a hard one because their team is kind of bad and they don't really have any pieces. Now, Antti Raanta is a UFA, so there wouldn't really be any point in taking him because you could just sign him later, which is so, you know, I'm going to say for a few guys as far as we go. There's some expensive defensemen who used to be really good who you could take if you wanted. Jason Demers, Nicholas Hjalmarsson, Alex Goligoski. I wouldn't recommend it, but, like, you know, you could. So basically that ends with us taking either Phil the Thrill Kessel or a cheap young guy who might turn into something.
Okay.
Please tell me you picked Phil Kessel.
I did pick Phil Kessel.
Did you? Oh, my God. This is why I love you. This is why you're on the podcast.
Yes. Why wouldn't I pick Phil Kessel? What are you, nuts?
because why would you pick Phil Kessel?
I love hot dogs. You know what I love? I love hot dogs in Stanley Cups.
That's fair.
Okay. And the only person that I know can pull that off is Phil Kessel. Interestingly enough, I didn't think they were going to leave him exposed.
Well, he waved his no move, which, you know, good for Phil.
I mean, it's not a terribly expensive contract because the Leafs are paying half.
it's not super cheap, though.
You know, I mean... Who did you pick? Don't give me shit.
I picked, it's actually $6.8 million if you want Phil, which is a lot of money. I picked, is your team cap compliant?
my team is cap compliant, just you wait.
I picked Michael Bunting, who played 21 games this season and scored 10 goals and made the world championship team. And is probably not good, but I didn't want any of their other players and he makes no money. And he might be good. It's possible. So fuck it.
Yeah, not as good as Phil.
Christian Fisher was another option, who also young, cheap, might not suck. So let's give him a shot on a team that isn't garbage and see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not what you want. The Boston Bruins. Now, for these guys, I went through the forward list. I wasn't impressed because it's mostly UFAs and guys you probably wouldn't want. You might want to take a flyer on Andre Kasha coming back from his concussions because he used to be good, but I probably wouldn't. Like, that's a pretty big risk. You could take former Toronto Maple Leaf, Greg McKegg, with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg. Could take him. Greg. But What I zeroed in on here, also both their goalies are UFAs, but what I zeroed in on here was the defense, because there's a bunch of guys you could take here. Mike Riley doesn't suck. He can play in the NHL. But I probably wouldn't pick him. I'd pick one of the younger guys, which gives you Connor Clifton, Jeremy Lozon, and Jacob Zboril, or Jakub Zboril, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's probably Jakub.
I would assume. who did you go with here?
I went with Connor Clifton.
You went with Connor Clifton. Okay. I also went with Connor Clifton.
Okay. I thought about Jeremy, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Connor Clifton, I feel like I've seen him play in Boston, and I've been impressed. So, I mean, yeah.
That was what it was for me, too. I've seen him play more than the other two, and, like, I think he's good. So
yeah, I'll take him.
Yeah. The Buffalo Sabres. Now, this was sad and pathetic. And
well, I know who I picked pretty quickly.
Do you?
Because, well, it's because the rest of them blew. And I know this guy doesn't – this guy isn't great either, but, I mean, there was some name recognition – sorry, go ahead.
That's fair. Was it Colin Miller?
No.
Oh, who'd you pick?
It's Zemgus Girgensons.
Oh, you went for the Gerg.
I love Gergs.
You went for the Gerg. See, now I at first picked Zemgus Girgensons as well. I then questioned why he was exposed.
What, did you hit your head?
I wondered why he was exposed, and what I found out was that he didn't play last year because he was injured. And at I was all? Like, yeah, he played zero games. So then I was like, maybe not take Zemgus Girgensons. And so then I picked a AHL defenseman by the name of William Borgen.
Oh.
Which is basically the same as not picking someone, because I didn't want any of their guys.
Well, I'm going to take an MIA Zemgus Girgensons.
You're going to take the greatest Latvian player in the history of the NHL.
I will take it. I think that's a pretty good bet.
He's the only all-star because they voted him in.
I love Latvia.
We'll move off the Sabres really quick because like it's a tire fire, but like this really drove home to me like how bad it actually is in Buffalo. Like Jeff Skinner, I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot fucking pole. Kyle Okpozo, same thing. Cody Eakin, holy shit. The Gerg, who was the only good player that they exposed, didn't play a single game. Colin Miller, I mean, that's a lot of money. Jake McCabe is a free agent, so that would be a waste. And then, you know, what am I gonna take, like fucking Carter Hutton? Like, yeah, that was terrible.
I was gonna say did you look at the goaltending? Because Carter Hutton was not appealing.
I wasn't feeling that one. I didn't want to go with who's that guy who played one game that Elliot Friedman was obsessed with. Hang on, let me go back.
Sure. I was like a college.
Michael
like
Hauser.
Oh, great.
Yeah, hard pass.
Why was Elliot Friedman obsessed with him?
I don't know. I think he played he was a deep, deep, deep minors goalie who like got a call up, and he was like, wow, what an incredible story of him making it to the NHL. And I was like, I mean, is it? Like, Buffalo sucks. Why wouldn't they just give this kid a game?
Yeah, let him try.
Isn't that how James Reimer ended up starting for the Leafs? They didn't have a goalie, and we were like, fuck it.
Didn't the Zamboni driver start a game?
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
All right, let's do the Calgary Flames. Now, this one, I think there's two choices, right? Milan Lucic. No, just kidding.
You son of a bitch. I thought you were going to be like, there's someone you don't even know, but I was like, wow, okay.
Mark Giordano. Or you go for the young guy, Oliver Shillington, if you are trying to spend money in places that aren't there. I took Mark Giordano. I didn't even think about it that long.
I took Mark Giordano. It's 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean,
you need a captain.
Well, I don't think that's what everybody says. You need a captain. I don't think Vegas didn't have a captain. They went to the finals. You don't need a captain. You just need a guy. You just need a guy who can pretend to be the captain for a year.
Yeah, Mark Giordano.
You don't need to slap a C on his.
I'm not saying he needs the C. I'm saying you need a captain, whether he's the captain or not.
Okay.
You need that guy. And Mark Giordano is that guy. And that guy. Mark Giordano is still good.
He's not bad.
He only got exposed because he's 37.
Yeah, and I mean, Calgary could fucking use the wiggle room.
Yeah. And like, you know, you need like, you can't pick a team that just is all guys who suck. You have to have some guys who can play. So you take Mark Giordano.
Yeah. No, no. That's the other thing is like when you do the expansion draft, as you go down the list, you're like, yeah, you know, you can take a couple teams where you go, I'll just take like the lower, cheaper guy that does might not play a game, but you want to put a product on the ice. You want a team.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can take like an AHL guy like I did with Buffalo, but that's from the Sabres. From this team, let's get a guy who can play because they're offering one.
Because they're offering one, exactly.
So Mark Giordano, probably captain. Now we get to Carolina. This is much better. I mean, they got some guys here. They do. First of all, did you pick James Reimer? Because he picked Phil Kessel, so I have to ask.
I did not pick James Reimer because he's UFA.
Oh, so, okay. All right. Did you pick Antoine Bebo? Jake Gardner?
Bringing the, oh,
what leaf did you pick?
I got a Jake, but not Gardner.
You got a Jake. So you picked one of the two options. You went for Jake Bean.
I went for the fucking bean. Flicking that bean.
I went for El Nino. Nino Niederreiter.
Ah, is your team Captain Platt? No, I'm kidding.
He's good.
I know he's good. But, like, that's why I got Phil.
He's good, so I'm taking him. Yeah, I think it's down to the two. You take Jake Bean, who's, like, a young up-and-coming defenseman, or you take Nino Niederreiter. I have a feeling they're going to take Jake Bean because Ron Francis is the guy who drafted Jake Bean. In Carolina?
Okay.
So, you know,
That's the other thing. That's using the noodle, but I hate those connections.
I know.
I hate those where they're like, oh, he fucking sat in the same restaurant as his dad did in 88. Now they're, I'm like, I don't care. That shouldn't matter.
And yet, we did as the Toronto Maple Leafs, just acquire another Sioux Greyhound in Jared.
Wow, but yeah. But I mean, come on.
So, like, I didn't draft Jake Bean, so I'm taking Nino Niederreiter.
It's fine, but I didn't either, but I'm taking Jake Bean.
I think as good as Jake Bean was when he was a prospect, and as good as Jake Bean might still be, and as good as Carolina's defense is, I think if you haven't made the NHL by 23 years old, then I'm going to take Nino Niederreiter over you.
Fair. I think the depth on the D kind of hinders.
Oh, I think it's 100% true. Yeah. I don't think I think he would have had to be awesome to make it.
Right. So I'm going to give him a chance on a Seattle team where he gets some minutes.
Well, he might be getting minutes anyway, because Dougie Hamilton,
well,
moving on out, true. But yeah, I'm interested to see him get some minutes no matter where he ends up. The Chicago Blackhawks. Now, unfortunately, we cannot take Duncan Keith. So,
he's taken.
So we're going to have to, figure out who else we're going to take, because, of course, we would have taken Duncan Keith, obviously. And it's worth Caleb Jones in a third round pick. So who are you going to take here? It's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Brett Connolly, Zach Smith. Definitely don't take Zach Smith.
No, I looked at the goaltending.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Delia, or what's the kid's name? The
Chris's brother.
Chris D'Elia.
Colin D'Elia, yeah.
That's it. I looked at him pretty hard because, I mean, up until now, I haven't even picked a goalie yet, so...
How many goalies did you pick, by the way?
I picked... four.
Okay, I also picked four.
I picked four, yeah.
I also picked four.
Yeah, and Chris D'Elia is one of them.
You took Chris D'Elia, eh?
I took Chris D'Elia because I liked him.
Colin D'Elia.
I know. I liked... you know what? He came up a couple of times during the highlight reels over the last season, and I didn't hate it.
Right.
I didn't hate it.
I mean, this is a team where just kind of pick whoever, honestly, as long as you don't pick one of the bad picks. I picked Adam Gaudette. because it's kind of the same reason. I liked him a little bit when he was in Vancouver. I thought he was pretty good. I thought they should have kept him. Didn't really understand why they didn't. So I'm going to take him for my team.
Got it.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? Here's a good one. The Colorado Avalanche. Now, this one's weird because some of the names on here are awesome, but they're also UFAs. So you could just, like, if you want, yeah, if you want Gabriel Landeskog, you just leave some cap space and sign him, right?
I didn't really pick any UFAs.
Neither did I, unless I, like, felt like I had to.
Even RFAs, I wasn't a fan of picking RFAs because I was like, I just want a team.
I took some RFAs because RFAs, you know, they're going to sign with you, right? You're going to get the RFA. The UFA, who knows? But I didn't take Landeskog or Saad. I'm assuming you didn't either. And I didn't take Matt Calvert either or any of the other UFAs, which means that it kind of comes down to Eunice Donskoy, JT Compher, or no, that's probably it. Or unless you want Eric Johnson, I guess.
No, I took Donskoy.
I also took Donskoy. But I mean, like, it's he's not like, I don't know, him and JT Compher, you could kind of take either one. It's like Kerfoot and McCann.
Right, right.
It's like they're both good. They're both about as good. Do you want the guy who's slightly better but 3 years older and makes $400,000 more? Or do you want the guy who's younger, slightly cheaper, but not quite as good? And I picked Donskoy.
I picked Donskoy too.
I got a fresh cap. What's $400K to me?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I took Phil the Thrill. I had the money.
Okay, but that, I mean.
No. All right.
It's, I think that's emotion guiding that one.
It's my stomach.
Yeah, I mean, he runs a mean barbecue. All right, the Columbus Blue Jackets. You got Max Domi, Grigorenko, Kevin Stenland, or Dean Kukin.
Now, okay, so I took Kevin Stenland.
Okay.
Because, one, I'm trying to be cap compliant. Boring. Also, I mean, look, Max Domi it was intriguing, but I don't know, man. I kind of lost my magic with him.
I took Max Domi.
You took Max Domi, you idiot.
I took Max Domi. I'll tell you why. Because this list, these teams, they have a lot of good players available. Not a lot of guys who can play center.
Fair.
And I felt like I needed a few of them. And Max Domi, 2 years ago, had 70 points.
I know.
When he moved to Columbus, when he did it, you and I talked about Max Domi and went, wow, that's not going to work. Max Domi playing for John Tortorella? Holy shit, that's a bad idea. And it turns out it was. And I'm not going to blame him for that. I think if you put Max Domi on a team that's going to play any offense whatsoever, he's still going to be kind of decent. I don't think he's going to get 70 points every year. But I think Max Domi is a really talented offensive player who's bad at defense. And I think those things are – I think that guy's useful if you play him, you know, in the right environment. Plus, he's a UFA next year, so it's not like this deal is especially – like, you get one more year on his 5.3 or whatever. And if it works, then you keep him. And if it doesn't, then you don't. And it's fine either way.
And you get the cap space. Damn it, can I change my answer?
Yeah, go for it. Well, pick who you want, man. The whole point is we're going to talk about it. I'm not holding anybody to any lists.
All right, good.
But that's why I took them. The Dallas Stars. So who we got here? Cogliano, Como, Jamie Oleksiak, Sammy Vatanen, Andre Sequeira, who like you shouldn't pick, but remember Andre Sequeira? He used to be pretty good.
Edmonton.
Yeah, and Mark Pisick, who famously played the wing against the Toronto Maple Leafs and scored a hat trick. Because apparently defensemen could just play fourth line forward and score three goals against the Maple Leafs. But the big name is, of course, Ben Bishop in net. Did you take Ben Bishop?
I did not take Ben Bishop.
Ooh, I took Ben Bishop.
You took Ben Bishop. I did not. I took Jamie Oleksiak.
You took Jamie Oleksiak. That is also a very good pick. And Jamie Oleksiak is an excellent pick because I think you can trade Jamie Oleksiak if you want to. And I don't think you can trade Ben Bishop.
And his sister's hot.
I sincerely hope that she's turned 18.
Oh, good point. Can we look that up? Can we look that up?
I would prefer we don't. But
all right.
I picked Ben Bishop. And I'll tell you why I picked Ben Bishop. Ben Bishop is, when he plays, a very good starting goaltender. Ben Bishop is also injured all the goddamn time, but I picked three young goalies who I think would be good. I think with the goalies I picked, I have good enough goaltending if he doesn't play. And if he does play, my goaltending is great. Okay. So I took Ben Bishop. Also, okay. I didn't really like, I mean, other than Jamie Oleksiak, I didn't really want any of the other guys here.
Okay.
I did kind of want Jamie Oleksiak a little bit, but that's the only one.
I've always been a big fan of Jamie Oleksiak.
He's a good player.
He's a big boy.
Oh, yeah.
He fought Chara. I was like, yeah, this guy could play.
Not well, but he tries.
No, but no one fights Chara well.
All right. Let's move on to another one of the sad teams, which is the Detroit Red Wings. Now, I am looking at this list right now, and I found
one.
Two names that I liked.
Two, but I found one that I took.
Yes, Vlad Nemestikov, and the name that I took, who was Troy Stetcher.
Same dudes.
You also took Troy Stetcher. Troy Stetcher is very good. He was very good in Vancouver.
And he's such very a good deal.
On Team Canada, and somehow has managed to not be shit on Detroit, where everyone else is shit. So
and that cap hit is nothing.
No, it's a 1.7.
That's nothing.
I mean, I understand why they exposed him, because they need to protect the two young guys, right? I mean, it's Detroit. They kind of have, if you're 23 or under, they kind of have to just protect you and see what happens, right? But I also took Troy Stetcher. I think Troy Stetcher on a good team with a good pairing can be a really good player. And I think that the defensemen kind of come up later, like later on in the draft that I picked. But no, I think I've got some guys who can play with Troy Stetcher.
Sorry, did they protect Nick Leddy over Troy Stetcher then?
They did, but did they have to? I don't remember. That's a bad move if they did.
Because that seems dumb, doesn't it?
It's very dumb. Troy Stetcher's good and younger and cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, so
but also they maybe seem to think Nick Leddy's good. So
if I'm Yzerman, I pick up Nick Leddy as an exposure, so I can get Troy Stetcher.
Yeah, protected.
Protected, I would, but I don't get what's going on there.
I don't either, but I'm just gonna say thank you to the Detroit Red Wings, and take Troy Stetcher.
Oh yeah, no, I'll take it.
Speaking of wastelands, we come to the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, man, that play. Alberta is a wasteland.
Now, this is ugly. We have James Neal. I'm assuming you didn't take James Neal. We have Alex Chiasson, Kyle Turris, Jujhar Khaira, Tyler Ennis, Dominic Cahoon. Basically, like a bunch of guys they tried to play and kind of failed. Remember Seth Griffith? He was a Leaf for about 10 seconds.
I do remember Seth Griffith.
And then they've exposed a bunch of defensemen. Oscar Klefbom, who is injured beyond belief. Otherwise, I might have picked him. Adam Larson, who is a free agent. He's a UFA. So, I mean, you could just get him. Tyson Barrie, who's also a UFA. And Chris Russell, who they hilariously resigned. Oh, and you could have Mike Smith if you wanted to.
I need to know who you picked.
I took Dominic Cahoon.
Okay.
Because I looked at this whole team and went, nope. And I just took, like, someone I thought could play on my fourth line. And that's Dominic Cahoon.
Okay, same. I did the same.
I looked at the whole defense and I was like, I don't want any of these guys. And I looked at the goaltending, and even funnier, the guy they protected is Stuart Skinner. They actually exposed both of Koskinen and Smith and Alex Daylock.
Well, you know what's funny is, so, and this, I know you're going to laugh at me, but this is video game logic. In the video game, yes. NHL 21, I pick Koskinen, and only because Ramson, in the video game, he's 6'7", and guess what? Guess what? In video game hockey, that helps a lot.
He's great, yeah. Just take some full net, eh?
So big. It's so crazy how big he is in the video game.
Oh, that's
that funny. Like, he's got like a 926 on my team right now. And it's insane.
It's a shame that he sucks in real life, because
that's it. If it was a video game, I would pick him, but I couldn't. But I, you know, I picked the German kid.
Yeah, Dominic Cahoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Drysdale, obviously.
The Florida Panthers. Now, this one I had a bit of difficulty with, because they're signing Chris Driedger. So I wasn't really sure how to include that.
I was going
to
say, it's going to be Chris, isn't it?
They're going to pick him, right? But they could also just not pick him and then pick a guy and then sign him. So I didn't know how to deal with that, so I just picked him.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I just picked him because it felt like cheating to get the guy and get him. But you could do that. Like, you could take Alexander Wennberg.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
I don't know. You could get, actually, Wenberg's also a UFA. So you could get Vertrano or Noel Achari or Marcus Nudivara or Radko Gudas or someone, and Chris Driedger, which they might just do. So I don't know. I picked Chris Driedger because I thought they were going to, but that's where it gets weird, right? I also mostly picked Chris Driedger because I knew they were going to. I was thinking about doing it anyway, but the main reason that I was like, oh, I have to do this is because, you know, they did.
Yeah, actually, now that I'm looking at my list, I'm like, I actually forgot that Chris Driedger, I have 5 goalies. Sorry.
You also got Chris Driedger.
Okay. I got Chris Driedger, but it's the same reason that you did. But now that you mention it, if they have a deal in place with him,
yeah,
why don't they just not pick him? Because you know Florida won't keep him because they can't.
They can't. So just take, you know, one of their forwards, Vetrano or Achari, or
take someone else. Yeah, take a Gudas,
Nudifaro, whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Weird. Weird.
It is weird. So I don't know what they're going to do. But let's move on to the LA Kings. Now, who do they have here? They got Brendan Lemieux, Andreas Athanasiou, and a bunch of prospects. And on defense, they have Olli Maatta and some other guys. And then they have Jonathan Quick.
Carl Grundstrom is exposed.
Grundstrom is exposed.
Okay, I picked Carl Grundstrom.
You took Carl Grundstrom. I took Cale Clegg, who is the defense Carl Grundstrom. But we both picked a 23-year-old AHL prospect. I looked at Andreas Athanasiou for a little bit, and then I was like,
he's not a UFA, eh?
No, he's an RFA.
Oh, right.
So I was you could just resign him, but, you know, fuck it. I don't need him, really, so.
No, and I like him on LA.
Yeah, so, you know, leave him be. The Minnesota Wild. You can no longer take Matt Dumba, as you may have once done. You cannot take Zach Parise or Ryan Suter. You can take Marcus Johansson, Nick Bonino, Victor Rask, Nick Bjugstad, your long neck brother, Ian Cole, Carson Soucy, or Kaapo Kähkönen.
I took the goalie.
I also took the goalie. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because it seems like everybody's talking about him being the obvious pick. And the fact that he is such an obvious pick makes it kind of crazy that they didn't protect him.
Cam Talbot was really good last year, though.
I know. But have you seen his age?
Yeah, I know. He's a lot older than I thought. But I will say, Carson Soucy is also good, and that would be a good pick. And Nick Bjugstad is also good.
Right, but you know that's not who they're going for.
No, I think they're going to do what we both did and take Kaapo Kähkönen. Right, and I actually think that's the smart move, because Kaapo Kähkönen proved he's at least an NHL-level backup. And this is what I was talking about with Ben Bishop. If I have Bishop, Driedger, Kähkönen, right? Then if Ben Bishop plays, I have Ben Bishop and Chris Driedger as his backup. I think that's really good. If he doesn't play, I have Chris Driedger and Kaapo Kähkönen. I think that is maybe okay. So, you know, heck it. I'll take the kid. He's cheap. He's good. What am I doing?
No, I agree. I agree. It's the same reason I picked him. There's a chance he's going to be a star.
Yeah. So just makes sense, right?
Yep.
The Montreal Canadiens. Now, neither of us took Carey Price, which.
No, I took Carey Price.
Did you?
I took Carey Price.
Oh, no way. You took Carey Price?
He's one of my 5 goalies.
Oh, my God. Are you sure he seems cap compliant?
Cap compliant, trust me.
Holy shit.
Why wouldn't you?
Because his contract runs till he's 39 years old.
I don't care. It's Carey Price.
I care if I want my team to not suck.
Look. If the issue is that he's gonna eat shit, then you just keep that off, like, I don't know, you keep it off the books for a while. You try to maneuver around it. You have Carey Price for at least the next three seasons.
Yeah, but I don't think you're making a cup run right away. I think you want to make a good team.
You might make a cup run with Carey Price.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I know, and he had a great playoffs, and that saved a lot of value, but he's 33. Goalies age hard.
I know the age hard.
He's got a lot of miles on him.
I know that. I know that.
Car's been driven.
Oh, it's the Village Bicycle. Everybody's got a ride. But you got to give – I don't know, man. Like, you don't have many opportunities to pick up a guy like Carey Price. Like, let me put it this way, Ramsey. Let me put it this way. Who's the best player available in the expansion draft?
In the entire – out of every single player.
Out of every single player exposed, who is the best?
The best player.
Goalie included, not me.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
No, you know the answer.
No,
you know
I don't think it's Carey Price.
It is Carey Price.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not, though.
Who is it?
Because Carey Price had a hot playoff run. But Carey Price, hang on. I'm going to look this up because I want to get these numbers right. I'm going to read you Carey Price's save percentages over the last couple of years. You tell me he's going to age amazingly, okay?
Give me the save percentages.
Ready for this? This season in the playoffs, 924. That's very good. This very season good. In the regular season, 901.
Right.
I think it's important to note that Montreal barely made the playoffs, partially because Carey Price actually was not good. The season before, 909. The season before that, 918. Before that, 900. Womp womp.
Look, Montreal is not great.
Neither is he, though. Like, the shots are the same. It's still the same puck.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Who's the best player available?
I don't know. I think there's plenty of guys on here that I would take over Carey Price in a second. On a lot of these teams. Like, yeah, current Carey Price, I think Carey Price, like, I think he threw everybody off with how good he played for 2 months. And I think Carey Price has that in him, and I think Carey Price will have that in him for a while. But the problem is, got to make the playoffs. You don't just get to play in them.
I know. And if making the playoffs is the goal, or if that's the end, like, that's why I have 5 goals.
Right. But if you want to make
the playoffs. That's why you get Driedger. That's why you get a guy like that. And then you put Price in net near the end and let him fucking do his shit.
But they had Jake Allen and they barely made the playoffs. That's barely. True. In the North Division. So,
but that says more about the team.
No, it doesn't. It says a lot about Carey Price. He didn't play good.
No, I know.
And if he gives you 2 good months of hockey a year, and those 2 months are in the playoffs, that only matters if you make the playoffs.
Okay. All
right. Like, you can't, this is the thing with Montreal. Like, they just barely made it. I don't want to overrate the fact that they had kind of a miracle run and then ruin my team for the next, like, 6 years.
Well, can I tell you this, though? Maybe that's part of it for me.
What?
I want to screw them over a little bit. Because I am watching on Instagram and on Twitter, I'm watching Montreal fans lose their shit over possibly losing Carey Price.
I think they should be happy.
I think it should happen.
$10.5 million off of, man. I mean, that's a lot of money to go play with.
It is a lot of money to go play with.
You throw Dougie Hamilton on that team. You throw Che Weber on IR. Maybe you grab Gabriel Landeskog to go with it. And holy shit, all of a sudden Montreal's actually good instead of, like, magic.
Wow, but then who's in that? Jake Allen for the playoffs?
Yeah, you get a goalie. How about Jake Allen and Chris Driedger?
Well, no, Driedger's playing on Seattle. We know.
All right, how about Jake Allen and Ullmark?
Frederick Anderson.
You get whoever, right? I'm just saying. I also didn't look even
for one
tiny second at Shea Weber, whose career is probably over.
Who did you pick?
The question for me, and this was what it was, is do I take Brett Kulak, who's cheap and good at defense, or do I take Jonathan Drouin, who is super talented, but I don't know what's wrong with him?
Isn't he like he's out? He's dead? Yeah,
personal reasons, which could mean like family problems or rehab or anything. So I went with Brett Kulak. But I'm just saying, if you get like a meeting with Jonathan Drouin and he tells you like what's going on and whatever, maybe you take him, because Jonathan Drouin is incredibly talented. He just has never really figured out how to put it all together, and whatever's going on with him is probably part of that.
Yeah, he's not
that kid ever gets his head screwed on straight. I mean, holy shit, he's a third overall pick, and he was ridiculous. He was absolutely ridiculously talented. So, you know, yeah, I didn't take Carey Price. I can't believe you took Carey Price. That's insane.
Genius move.
Nashville Predators. Now, since you took Carey Price.
Do you think there's no chance that Seattle takes him, though?
No, I think there's a very high chance that Seattle takes him. I think Seattle's owners are going to come in and say, we need to sell some tickets. Go take this fucking guy. I'm going to tell you right now, the Nashville Predators. Now, because you took Carey Price, I naturally assume that you took Matt Duchene.
No, I took Ryan Johansson.
Oh, the other Matt Duchene.
Listen, I'm cap compliant, okay? It's fine.
You took the other Matt Duchene.
Well, I took the slightly cheaper, slightly better, younger Matt Duchene.
Yeah, the other Matt Duchene.
I know, but you need a center. You need a center.
Well, I took the guy who has as many goals as both of Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson and makes $2 million. I took Kelly Yarncroc.
Thought about him too.
If someone took Pecorino, if they took Pecorino, it would be very, very funny. I don't know why.
He was retired.
I know. It'd be great.
Someone who doesn't even look at the lists.
Gets a call. They're like, hey, it's Seattle Kraken. He's been drafted to our team. He's like, oh, cool. I'm not leaving my house.
I'd be like, Roman Josi.
So, the New Jersey Devils. Now, going with your theme, I'm assuming you took PK.
Okay. All right. Enough with the snide remarks on the... I did not go with PK. I went with an other defenseman.
Okay. Ryan Murray or Will Butcher?
I went with Will Butcher.
Okay. Yeah. I went with the forward Will Butcher. I took Andreas Johnsson.
I thought about that too, but, you know...
They're basically the same.
I've got a bad taste in my mouth with Johnsson.
Yeah, they're basically the same. So I was like, whatever, I'll take Johnsson. I needed a forward more than I needed a defenseman at that point, but this was one of the last picks I made because I was like, I don't really want either of these guys, so I'll do it later.
Yeah, well, I was like, I need a defenseman, so
yeah, let me throw. Exactly. The New York Islanders. Now, this is actually pretty good. You got Jordan Eberle, you got Josh Bailey, you got Leo Komarov. I'm just kidding. I almost got through it. The laughing. Kyle Palmieri. You got Sebastian Aho, but not the good one.
Is Kyle Palmieri a free agent?
Yeah, and also you can pick. I will allow you to pick Corey Schneider if you want.
No, I hate you.
Since you're building an elite team for 2012. Your team's gonna crush the 2012 season. I'm telling
you, they're gonna be fantastic. In 8 years ago, no, I picked Josh Bailey.
You took Josh Bailey. Okay, I took Jordan Eberle.
I was gonna say it was him or Eberle.
I mean, pick whichever one. They're both good. They're both right wing. They make almost the same amount of money for almost the same amount of time.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, whoever you want, right? I like Jordan Eberle more, so I took him. And that was it. There's literally no other logical reason for. There's not really a reason to pick one over the other. It's kind of just whoever.
No, it's pick your poison.
Yeah, they're the same age too. Like, I mean, we made fun of the Kerfoot Jared McCann thing as like, oh, you got two of the same guy and you're going to lose one of them. And like, I guess in some ways, but this is the most direct version of this, I think.
This is as close as you get.
Yeah. It is kind of funny that Lou and Kyle Dubas basically did the same thing, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
What do you mean?
They both, like Lou and Kyle Dubas both exposed two of the same guy, assuming they'd keep one.
Oh, take one. Yes.
Although Lou didn't have to, but I think he did this because he wants the cap space. Because he has, they have to re-sign Anthony Beauvillier and stuff. I keep seeing people saying like, oh, he protected Matt Martin over Eberle and Bailey. And like he did, but like, you got to understand that he did that because he wants one of those guys to get taken.
There's cap space in yeah. it for him. There's yeah. something in it. There's something in it for him, and it's called cap space.
Yeah, it's not because he wants Matt Martin more than Jordan Eberle. As funny as that is to make fun of him for, like, it's not true. Although, if the Seattle Kraken take Sebastian Aho or something and completely screws him over, it's going to be really funny.
Well, good for him then.
Yeah.
Good for the Seattle. Rangers.
Now.
Okay, I had a tough time with this one.
I did too. Especially because I didn't want to take Barkley Goodrow because he's a UFA and they have a deal and it wouldn't make any sense.
No.
So I took Julian Gauthier as my, you know, young forward. You could take basically whatever young player, I think, is probably the way to go. The reason I took Julian Gauthier is because Ron Francis drafted him. Kind of cheated a little bit. Because I think they're going to take Julian Gauthier. So that's why I took Julian Gauthier.
Yeah, I took Gauthier too, but like I looked around and I mean, none of them really impressed me. Goodrow, same thing.
Yeah.
I thought about Goodrow, but once you saw the deal in place, you're like, because once they traded for him, you're like, they have to have. That seems
weird. Yeah.
It's not for the draft. It's not to expose him. They have to have a deal in place. So.
Yeah. And the other thing too is I could say we'll take him and then give him a better deal, but I don't want to give him a better deal because I think the Rangers already paid too much for him. So
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. So I took Julian Gauthier. You didn't, you weren't interested in Jack Johnson?
No, God.
No banana pancakes? You didn't want some...
banana pancakes? Oh, my
You didn't want MVP candidate Tony D'Angelo?
Well, I thought about the old Tony, you know, Tony. I thought about Tony D, but I decided not to.
Yeah, I didn't want any of my players breaking their hands on his face.
No, so. I didn't want any Trump memorabilia in the locker room.
All right. The Ottawa Senators. This one's actually pretty cool because there's a bunch of different ways you can go. Because there's some good players exposed. There's also some young players exposed. I don't know. Who'd you go with? I'm assuming not Derek Stepan, in spite of your goal to build the best team in the NHL from 2014. So did you go with Evgeny Dodonov?
I went with Dodonov.
I think it's a good pick. I didn't, but I think it's a good pick.
Who'd you go with?
I needed salary because of a move that I will fill you in on later. And so I actually took Anton Forsberg. I took the goalie I like best of their seven goalies.
Okay.
But look, I mean, Chris Tierney would be a good pick. Ryan Dzingel would be a good pick. And I also think Evgeny Dodonov's a good pick if that's something you have salary cap room to do. Because I think he's good.
I'm cap compliant.
Sure you are. I think he's a good player.
I'm as cap compliant as the Stanley Cup champions are.
Okay. Fair enough. The Philadelphia Flyers. Now we're talking. We have Jakub Voracek. We have James Van Riemsdyk. We have Shane Gostisbehere. We have Justin Braun, Robert Haig. I mean, I guess you could take Brian Elliott if you wanted to, but I wouldn't recommend it. Who did you go with?
I went with Gostisbehere.
I went with JVR.
What?
Yeah. I sure did. Gostisbehere's an okay pick.
Why didn't you go with Voracek over JVR?
Because of the time frame on the money. Jakub Voracek has an extra year left. JVR has only 2 years at 7 mil. Jakub Voracek is 3 years at 8.2. So I went with JVR because JVR is still actually kind of good.
Yeah.
I think he'll be good. And 1 year from now, I can trade him if I want. And 2 years from now, he's just gone. Whereas Jakub Voracek, I can't trade him probably for at least 2 years. And if it doesn't work, then I have to hang on to him for 3 years, which is just it's a lot more to take. So I went with JVR. I mean, look, the guy had 43 points last year in 56 games. He's typically a 30-goal scorer. And the other thing with JVR is I think he's going to age kind of well because, you know, it's not like he had speed to lose, really.
That's a good point.
It's good not like point. JVR was ever fast. He just kind of went to the net and had sweet hands. And, I mean, he's always going to go to the net and have sweet hands. So,
just going to be a big boy.
Yep. Yeah, he's beefy. So much beef.
This is like Vasilevsky, just so beefy.
I like Shane Gostisbehere as a pick here too, though, and I thought about him a lot because
I needed
a fresh start.
He needs a fresh start. He was I think he had a hot season in like 2017 or 2016.
Yeah.
And I needed more D.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, I did see, which is kind of amusing now looking back on it, but when Cale Makar got drafted, the Sportsnet, like, the, you know, they put the comparable player up. The Sportsnet comparable player was Shane Gostisbehere. And Cale Makar was probably 18 years old, and he was like, I'm already better than Shane Gostisbehere. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's like, what is this shit, boys?
The Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, this is actually a really good one. They got a lot of good guys. You go with Jason Zucker. You go with Zach Aston-Reese, Brandon Tanev, Marcus Pedersen, and
I went with Aston-Reese.
Okay, I also went with Aston-Reese, but I also have done, I've did this a few times.
I thought about Zucker. This,
I picked Zucker in a couple. I picked Pedersen in a couple too.
Hmm.
He's a really good defenseman, and it depends if I came to this team needing a defenseman, if I came to this team needing a top six guy, or if I came to this team needing a depth guy, because Zach Aston-Reese is about as good of a third, fourth liner as you're going to get. Jason Zucker's a top six guy who's probably not worth his contract, but like if you have the cap space, I mean, he's pretty goddamn good.
Take it, yeah.
And Marcus Pedersen's a really good defenseman if you need a defenseman. So I don't know. I went with Aston-Reese too, but even with the Jared McCann trade, Pittsburgh is still losing a good player.
Well, it's funny, yeah, because they're like, it seems like they knew McCann was going to be the one.
Yeah.
That's why they traded him. But, like, I mean,
not sure that's true.
Right? Like, you could have left him exposed and you might have gotten lucky.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So, from a team with lots of choices to a team with almost none, the San Jose Sharks. We got what? Ryan Donato.
Yes, that was the easy one. I picked Donato always.
I picked Donato too. There, you know what I thought about doing a few times though is just taking someone who's a UFA and then not signing them.
Yeah,
and just like basically not taking someone because every time I look at this, I'm like, I don't want any of these guys. So like, why don't I just take Curtis Gabriel and then not re-sign him? But you know. Yeah, I took Ryan Donato, you know.
Get a body out of it. Get a player. Yeah,
exactly. The St. Louis Blues.
Okay.
Vladdy Tarasenko. We got Gene Schwartz. We got Mike Hoffman. We got Sammy Blais, Kyle Clifford. We have Marco Scandella. We have Vince Dunn, who's a very, very good pick. Who'd you go with?
I went with Dunn.
I went with Vlad Tarasenko.
You're definitely not cap compliant.
I am cap compliant.
Look, I thought about Tarasenko, but I don't know, man. I don't think he's played enough.
I think it's low risk, though, which is why I picked him. I think it's high reward, low risk. I think if Vlad Tarasenko is finally healthy and he goes out there and lights up 30 goals, then you're like, sweet, we got a star out of the fucking expansion draft. Holy shit, that doesn't happen. And I think if he's still busted, he's only got 2 years left on his deal, and maybe you can like retain some salary and trade him somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Like,
No, it is. There's an idea there, and you can make it work. But like, I don't know. I just, the fact that he hasn't played much, and it seems like he's on rocky ground with his team, I was like, let them figure it out. Let the couple fight it out.
I totally get it, and it's not.
I was like, I don't want to get in the middle of this.
I've also done this a couple times where I took Vince Dunn because Vince Dunn's good and not risky.
Vince Dunn is good
and cheap.
Cheap.
Yeah, but I just think, like, Vlad Tarasenko is 29, and if he's healthy, he's a star. And how many guys can you get in this expansion draft who are under 30 and could be, a top 10 winger in the league? It's just not, like, there's not a lot of them, right? People protect guys like that. No, I'm surprised St. Louis didn't protect him, even with the fact that he demanded a trade. I'm surprised they didn't protect him and then trade him.
Yeah, no, you probably could get some value out of it, but the fact
that's what I was thinking.
But the fact that that report is out is probably tanked it.
I think, but like also, I feel like teams are probably in on Vlad Tarasenko. Like, I feel like there's probably someone out there who's like, "Fuck it, I'll trade for the guy." And so I feel like if that's the case, then why wouldn't I just take him and then trade him for something? I feel like worst case scenario, I can trade him for more. I can trade him for a better player than Vince Dunn. Or if I play him and he's healthy, he'll be really great. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's tough, though. I mean,
it is tough. And it's tough to see because they just won a cup 2 years or 2 years ago.
Like, that's also true.
It's tough to watch this happen. And you're like, what happened? Like, how did this go to shit? I blame Binnington.
Also blame Binnington.
His goddamn temper.
Let's blame Binnington for everything. All right. The Tampa Bay Lightning. You can't actually get this one wrong. It's kind of impossible.
Wow.
Andre Palat, Yanni Gourde, Tyler Johnson, Alex Killorn. They have a bunch of prospects if you want to take them because the Lightning are so hard to make that some of these guys are actually pretty good. You could like take out of the minors. You could take Jan Ruda, who's pretty decent. I of course selected Curtis McIlhenny.
Two-time Stanley Cup champion.
No,
get it right.
No, no, no. What I did was I took Patrick Maroon, thus guaranteeing me next year's Stanley Cup.
That's nice. Smart.
Yeah. See, you gotta, you know, one step ahead.
Is that noggin?
I took Yanni Gourde.
I was just gonna say, I hope you fucking pick Yanni Gourde.
But that's not like. It's not that obvious.
No, no. Joseph is a good pick.
Andre Palat is a top line player. Alex Killorn is a top six winger.
Well, you know what's funny? So I saw he did an interview on Chicklets.
Yeah.
On Spin Chicklets, where he's like, I don't want to go to Seattle. And and if I'm sorry, but if I'm Seattle, I'm going, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't take him.
No,
but I wouldn't take him anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'd like.
No, I know, but I think that's kind of bullshit to be sitting there in the and be like, oh, I really want to go. It's like that. Yeah, this is the game, son.
Yeah, I went with Yanni Gourde just because you could go with Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson can play center too, but I think Yanni Gourde's
fresher, newer, better. I think there's a chance of him being even better.
And I mean, he was awesome, like this whole playoff run. And Tyler Johnson was also kind of like showed a little bit more than people thought he had left in him. So I actually think Seattle, I think, you know, what could be interesting is if the Lightning find out a way to get Seattle a couple of these guys, three of these guys even, to get them out of their cap troubles, right? I mean,
hey, Seattle might be the savior for Tampa.
Exactly. There might, because I mean, if I'm Seattle, like if this is my team, I would talk to them and say like, hey, I'd be willing to take a couple of these guys and let you sign whoever. So I'll take Yanni Gourde in the expansion draft. And I might even let them pick the two. I'll take Tyler Johnson and I'll take Alex Killorn. And you can keep Yanni Gourde and Palat or whatever. But I get both those guys for nothing. Right? I might do something like that with them even.
Yeah.
But But I think if they're just, if you ask me to just pick who, pick a guy, it's Yanni Gord. Yeah. I'm glad, it's you, just, I'm glad you think the same thing. Yeah. That's just who it is, right?
Just has to be.
Now, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, I, you know, being Leaf fans, this one is, it's near and dear to our hearts. And so I, you know, I have to say good luck in Seattle, Travis Dermott. And I hope you have fun. Sadly, I couldn't. It's too mean. It's not right. I had to play it fair. So did you pick tall Alex Kerfoot or did you pick short Jared McCann?
I picked short Jared McCann.
You picked Alex Kerfoot.
I did.
So you saw the leak today, did you?
There's a leak.
There is a video of them recording a welcome video for Alex Kerfoot that leaked online.
Oh my
God. Seems like that's the pick.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. It's some guy filmed it on, it's like a stage set up in like a fish market and they throw the guy a fish and he catches it. And then the fish, like, I don't know. He like points it. I don't know. It's a weird, like,
fish Seattle becomes Kerfoot. What?
It's a weird fucking Seattle thing. But anyway, the guy goes, "Welcome to Seattle." And he catches it and he's like, "Alexander Kerfoot," into the camera.
Oh, see. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'll send it to you. It looks real.
Send it to me. No, it might look real, but if I'm doing a test run, I wouldn't say the real name.
Yeah. Also, I'd do more than one take. Like, they probably filmed a Kerfoot one and a McCann one and
whatever. Yeah. I'd be like, we're gonna throw some curveballs. But I mean, look, it makes the most sense
to take Kerfoot. I think. I don't think it really makes a difference. I picked Jared McCann because I think I would pick Jared McCann if I was Seattle. Because he's younger and cheaper, and he's an RFA coming up, so you have like that team control.
Yeah.
But I actually don't think it matters a whole lot, to be perfectly honest with you.
I look, the point is either we're going to lose a guy who never played for us, or we're going to lose Kerfoot, who, I mean, has played a decent amount of games, and the Kadri trade will be a fucking shit show.
But Jared McCann can come in and replace him pretty easily.
So. But Jared McCann is there, and that's what the deal was for.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm not worried about this at all from the Leafs fan point. I went with McCann. You went with Kerfoot. It honestly, it makes no difference. Either no, to the Leafs or to Seattle, really.
No. If you're Seattle, you're happy with either. Because it was clear that you were going to take McCann from Pittsburgh.
Yes, exactly. And it was clear, apparently, that they were going to take Kerfoot from Toronto.
Apparently,
they made that very clear as well.
According to a fish. Send me that video.
I will send it to you.
Please.
The Vancouver Canucks. We have Louis Erickson, who I can only assume. No, I'm just kidding. Brendan Sutter. Please, God, no. Sven Berchi. Jay Beagle. Antoine Roussel. Jake Virtanen. Shotgun Jake. Did you pick Jimmy Vesey?
No, I did not pick Jimmy Vesey.
Alex Edler, Travis Hamonic.
I picked
Howie,
Zach Holpe. McCowan.
Okay. Yeah, you did what I did and basically took a I'm not really going to pick a guy pick.
I don't want to help them out of their cap troubles. And I mean, let's see if this guy can play. And if not, fuck it.
I took Jalen Chatfield, who I only remembered from that time Austin Matthews completely danced on his fucking corpse. But, he's a defenseman. He's the defenseman version of Zach McEwen. I considered Matthew Highmore because his name's funny.
Highmore?
Yeah, and I considered Tyler Graevac because I met him and he was kind of nice.
You met him?
I did.
How'd you meet him?
It was quite a long time ago. He's from Brampton.
Would you guys touch butts?
No. But I took the defenseman. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Whoever I took from Vancouver wasn't going to play on my team.
No. And the Erickson Beagle, like, I mean, come on.
I know. It's just, like, wishful thinking, right?
Yeah, it's like Skinner. Like, why? Yeah.
The Washington Capitals now, I mean, you could take Alexander Ovechkin.
Was he exposed?
I mean, he's a UFA.
Oh.
But, Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, I think this one, you tell me if you disagree. I think the names that come down here are the defensemen, Schultz, Dillon, and Jensen, or Vitek Vanacek.
I pick the VV.
You went with Vitek, eh?
I went with Vitek.
I went with Nick Jensen.
Rounded out my five goalies quite nicely.
I went with Nick Jensen just because he's cheaper than Brendan Dillon, and he's a good defenseman. But I needed a good defenseman. I needed a good defenseman to play with Troy Stetcher, and this was one of the options.
That's a good point.
And now we come to where I got my other good defenseman, the Winnipeg Jets. Stastny, Perreault, Mason Appleton, no relation. But I think
I don't buy that.
I think the pick is Dylan DeMello.
It's Dylan DeMello.
And it's crazy that the team with no defense didn't protect Dylan DeMello.
I don't know what they're doing, dude.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I mean, Dylan DeMello, it seems like if he's the thing that breaks Winnipeg in half, then, I mean, this team needs some D.
Yeah. It's going to be very. It's very funny that they are now losing another defenseman. I'm not going to lie, but
they got to take them all this offseason. If they don't sink all of their money into, like, they've got Dubois, they've got, you know, Scheifele, they've got Wheeler, they've got Ehlers. Just get some fucking defensemen.
Get a defenseman.
Get a few defensemen.
Yeah, honestly, that is probably the much smarter way to look at it. Is get several defensemen.
Get several.
Like, what are you doing? No, I don't know. But that's a list. That's all the teams, because Vegas
is exempt, which you're pissed about. Now, let me tell you what I do real quick.
Okay. All right.
I know you got to go. But when I do play NHL 21 and I build my expansion team, I immediately, as soon as trades are available, I trade for Fleury.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
But this is before Price was available, but like, because – you know,
you want the starting goalie.
I need a starting goalie, and I always get Fleury.
I think Ben Bishop is the guy.
I don't trust him as much as I would trust Fleury.
I trust Fleury more. I definitely trust Fleury more. And that might be a good move, honestly, for both everybody involved, because Las Vegas could use the cap space.
They could use the cap space. They already have Leonard.
I actually like that move quite a bit. For everyone involved.
I'm a very smart GM online.
But if you were to do that, you could not take Ben Bishop or Carey Price.
No, I know, but I don't in that scenario.
Right.
That is the scenario where I don't take any real good goaltenders and I need a starter.
Well, that's the thing, man. There's a lot of stuff that I would do if I had this team and I could negotiate with the teams about what to do. I would play it a lot more Vegas-y than just going through and drafting all the guys.
Right, but I mean, it sounds like that's not even an option.
It does sound like that's not even an option, but I think it's always kind of an option.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys are out here trading picks for fucking Duncan Keith. I think I can probably swindle some draft picks out of some teams here.
Ramson, that's that Italian hustle coming out.
Yeah, the side mouth bit.
That's fucking garlic.
No, rock. I actually just had a stroke. Do you wanna? I think that's about it for this week, though. We'll come back next week. We'll have all kinds of shit to do. We'll have a draft, the expansion draft, the real one. Although this
multiple drafts.
This was the real one in my heart. But we'll have the real one, the other draft, free agency.
All coming up. Week?
It's all coming up.
Oh, my God. We're going to be busy. And I'm moving. Oh, my God.
All right. So maybe this might be our last podcast for like a month. Then, but
No. I'll be back. No. I'm moving next weekend.
Ah, okay. All right.
So we got some time.
We'll work it out. All right.
Okay. We'll work it out. All right, buddy.
So you want to sing us out for this week?
Yes. It's up to the Miners podcast. Carey Price.